It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. As usual, we have had great conversations with our people who are, as I refer to them, broadcast partners in many different parts of the world. Talk with Dr. Rob Congdon in Europe, European Union, holding a summit this next week to select its leadership. Very significant prophetically, but more on that in just a moment. First, let's take a look at the potential prophetic programs that are unfolding as we compare our conversations with Bible prophecy. For example, when we talked to Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C., we discussed the Fort Hood terrorist attack and all the ramifications of that. It is just simply evidence that terrorism is not going to go away. 9/11 opened up Pandora's box. The Islamic genie escaped. It's not going to be put back in the box. And this world is going to have to deal with Islamic fundamental terrorists until we see the rapture of the church and the beginning of the tribulation period, when the Lord, according to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 2, will render inoperative the Islamic world. He also talked with us about Obama, president of the United States, on his trip to the Far East, going into China. Of course, those kings of the East, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, will be very powerful in the last part of the seven-year tribulation period as they make their way into Jerusalem. Then we talked with David Dolan, talked about the Palestinian Authority, says they want the United States to recognize a Palestinian state pre-67 borders with Jerusalem, or at least one portion of Jerusalem, the eastern section, as its capital. This is moving ahead without negotiations, a unilateral decision by the Palestinians. The Bible talks about how that conflict in Ezekiel 35 will take place between the descendants of Esau, the descendants of Jacob. We're talking about the Jews and the Palestinian people of today. And then we referred to the Jordanian foreign minister, who said that Jerusalem is a ticking time bomb. Well, Zechariah, and Rennie Shavers brought that to our attention as well, is key along that line. It will be the center of controversy, this city that God has chosen to dwell among his people forever. It is the third holiest site for the Muslim people, but it's the most holiest site for the Jewish people and for us as Christians. Jesus Christ will come and rule and reign from that location when a temple stands on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Ronnie Levy had some very interesting conversation with us about the Israeli-Syrian peace talk possibilities and Syria's desire to have back the Golan Heights. Ronnie's not sure that they would dare move to try to take the Golan Heights back. It is an interesting focus, though, as these discussions with the Palestinians seems to be fading away. Israel is focusing now on the Syrian peace track and the possibility of giving back the Golan Heights. There has been no prime minister of Israel who said he would give the Golan Heights back. There is some concern Netanyahu might consider doing that. But I tell you what, the Golan Heights was given to the Jewish people 3,500 years ago, the half-tribe of Manasseh. That's found in the book of Joshua, chapter 21. And my dear friend, Syria, according to Daniel chapter 11, is going to be the first nation to make a move against Israel in the last days as the alignment of nations comes together. Well, some conversation that we had with our broadcast partners today, potential prophetic programs unfolding as we look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. But let me, if you will, focus on the conversation I had with Dr. Rob Congdon. This next week, the European Union is going to select its leaders. It will be selecting a permanent president to lead this group, this august political, economic, governmental body into the future. They will also be selecting a foreign policy chief, someone who would act similar to our Secretary of State or to Israel's foreign minister in the European area. They call them a foreign minister instead of a Secretary of State. It's the one who deals with foreign policy. They're going to select a leader in that area as well. These two leaders will lead this over half a million people, a very powerful gathering together of nations in one unit into the future. And when you think about what's going to happen along the line with the Mediterranean Union being integrated into all of this as well, you're going to have some 44 states all as one unit. The treaty that has been ratified, the Lisbon Treaty, will present the opportunity for them to divide themselves into regions, which will be more manageable as far as the leadership is concerned. And with their permanent president and the foreign policy chief, they will move into the future. Just simply talking about that with Rob Congdon and me rehearsing it again right now is so similar to the prophetic scenario that is found in Daniel chapter 7. Daniel 7 reveals, before they ever come into existence, with the exception of the Babylonian Empire, it reveals those Gentile world powers of the past leading into the future. For example, in Daniel 7, a winged lion, that's the Babylonian Empire, a bear with three ribs in his mouth, that's the Medo-Persian Empire, a leopard with four heads and four wings, that would be the Grecian Empire, that awesome beast that had iron teeth and devoured everything in its way, that's the Roman Empire. But notice it had 10 horns in Daniel 7 and verse 7. 10 horns, verse 24 of Daniel chapter 7, leads us to understand this will be a organization of a Gentile world power yet in the future. And when you look at it, it is the revived Roman Empire. May I say, as Rob would agree, at least the infrastructure is in place with the European Union. Well, that little horn, chapter 7 and verse 8, that comes out of those 10 horns is that leader that will lead the revived Roman Empire in the future. That is the Antichrist, one of 27 names for that individual, that satanically energized person who will get his power and his seat of authority from Satan himself. This is the scenario that is laid out in the 7-year tribulation period, and this is all in place. This is ready to develop into complete fulfillment, Bible prophecy that is going to be fulfilled. Every single thing we've talked about, the potential programs, looking at current events and our conversations with our broadcast partners, and then the focus on what's happening in the European Union on Thursday, they select their leader. Well, we are living at a time in history like nobody has ever lived before. It's so close to the end time activities the Bible talks about. You know what the next event is? With all that we've talked about, you must realize what's happening next, the rapture of the church, when Jesus calls us to be with him. Having said everything we said today with our broadcast partners, basically we're at that point, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...